Peace be with you. I am Pastor Christopher Johnson, and this is The Voice of the Shepherd, a 10-minute weekly broadcast sponsored by Bethany Lutheran Church in the town of Easton. For this summer, we thought we would share with you some insights on Paul's letters to the church in Thessalonica. Paul wrote two letters to these churches in Thessalonica, letters that are full of the gospel, full of warmth, full of the tender-hearted pastoral insight of God's wonderful servant, St. Paul. And so what we see in 1 Thessalonians and also the second letter are Paul revealing his fatherly heart to these churches who are undergoing a number of different stresses, from persecution to questions of piety to questions about Jesus' return. And so Paul has to answer some very important questions to a very young church. And what's important to notice here is that in these letters, Paul touches on some very deep doctrines of the faith. And so even though this is a early church, Paul gives them the goods in full measure. He doesn't hold back, but shows forth the glorious gospel of God, as he puts it in 1 and 2 Thessalonians a number of times. Now, first we should pause and ask, where is Thessalonica? Paul, after all, is writing to this church in Thessalonica. So where is this city? The city of Thessalonica is located in the modern-day country of what we now call Greece. Thessalonica is a port city on the northwest corner of the Aegean Sea. And so this port city would no doubt have had all sorts of ideas floating around in the religious marketplace. Temples dedicated to Athena, to Zeus, to the emperor, certainly Jews being located in Thessalonica, as we hear about in the book of Acts. And so there's a lot of religious competition, as it were, as the gospel is making inroads in a very diverse culture. But this is what the gospel loves to do. The Holy Spirit takes the gospel and spreads forth the word, sows the seed of the word, and makes new believers out of unbelievers, makes believers out of pagans. And so we see Paul reveal his fatherly heart to this primarily Gentile congregation. And what wonderful insights Paul has to this church, or perhaps a group of churches in Thessalonica. Now, the basic content of both of these letters are surrounding a number of different issues, as I mentioned. But Paul reminds this church or group of churches about some very important themes again and again. The importance of being not only faithful people, but also a faithful church. On the one level, in our interpersonal reactions with unbelievers, there is the important calling to be a holy people in the midst of unholy people and in the midst of unholy times. And so every Christian has that personal responsibility to live the life of faith in a way that glorifies God. As Jesus says in Matthew chapter 5, you are salt and you are light, so be salty and shine. And so Paul encourages the church or churches in Thessalonica to be about the business of living that holy life, a life that looks different, especially to the pagan. Another topic that 1 Thessalonians touches on is the importance of how this gospel word does something to people. Paul came to them in the power of preaching, and through the foolishness of preaching, as Paul puts it in 1 Corinthians, in the foolishness of preaching, the power of God visited these people, changing their hearts from idol worship and paganism to faith in the one true God. No doubt there were a number of Jewish believers in that congregation, and so of course the gospel reveals to the Jewish believer the full content of God's revelation, helping to make sense of some of those darker corners of the Old Testament, which in light of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ makes a whole lot more sense. So Paul talks about being faithful as a church, preaching the truth, living in the truth as Christians. He talks about the importance of the word having sway in the lives of the people. He commends them also to remember that the wrath of God is real. And so even though some of the people may be persecuted, and we're not quite sure exactly what sort of persecution might be going on in Thessalonica, it could be a softer form of persecution in the form of peer pressure, or it could be a harder form of persecution in outright hostility, physical violence, slanderous threats, and even for some, perhaps, death. And so the threat against these pagans that they see is real. But nevertheless, they are to be people of the word and to absorb those threats and that persecution, knowing that God has something even better for them, but also that God has something in store for those who hate the gospel. And so Paul reminds them that even in the midst of this evil world, the judgment of God will come upon those who do evil to people of the way, to people who do not belong to Jesus Christ, to those who persecute the church. God is an avenger, as St. Paul says in 1 Thessalonians. And so something else that Paul commends to the church to remember in both 1 and 2 Thessalonians is the importance of the parousia, that is to say, the importance of the second coming of Christ, that Jesus will return as he has promised. And Paul lays that out, especially in 1 Thessalonians chapters 4 and 5, where he talks about this day in which Jesus returns will be like a thief in the night. You don't know when it's going to happen, but when it happens, you'll know it. And so that is the chief hope for the Christian, that Jesus will return. We give thanks to God for his death for our sins. We give thanks to God for his victory over the grave. And we give thanks to God that Jesus will come back. He will bring heaven down to earth with him. And what a beautiful day that will be. It will be the beginning of a brand new day. And so until then, we have much to do. We have to be faithful. We have to walk in a way worthy of the gospel, as Paul will say. We have to be ready, be sober. Because when Jesus returns, we must be prepared to give an account for what we believe, for the life that we have lived, and for why we have lived the way that we have lived. So again, Paul lifts up the importance of that event in the future, the second coming of Christ. Not to instill fear in them, of course, we must remember, but to instill in them hope that all the suffering they're going through now, all the personal turmoil or anguish, all the things that they are wrestling with, having to bury family members who have died before Jesus returned, that all will be well in the end. And so again, 1 Thessalonians and 2 Thessalonians 2 are letters that are full of comfort. Jesus is going to come soon, and this is going to be a good thing for God's church. Might not be so good for those who have persecuted the church, but until that day comes, we are still called to be faithful, to live the life of faith, that others may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven, as Jesus says. And so the importance of a holy life cannot be underscored enough. Because living a holy life, as Paul will say, will also then open up for people the possibility then of hearing about why our lives are lived in such a different and holy way. Because of Jesus, because of his love, because of his mercy, because of the powerful Holy Spirit who has been at work in the Word, converting hearts of men and women, making them to live lives that look very different. Holy lives do not save, Jesus saves, but holy lives do matter. And so Paul will lift up in 1 and 2 Thessalonians the importance of being busy in this life of faith, to not be idle, that yes, Jesus is going to return, but this doesn't mean you just sit on your hands now and look up to the sky and wait for him to come. Much more could be said, but this is just an introduction to 1 and 2 Thessalonians. Really, 1 Thessalonians most of all. We'll hear more about 2 Thessalonians later on this summer. And so until then and until next week, may God's peace be with you. And so thank you very much again for listening to this message of Bethany Lutheran Church in the town of Easton. We are located at 174071 Church Road, and we invite you to worship with us every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Peace be with you, and take care.